There were two reasons for this. First, the events were carefully choreographed through the media. The coalition military controlled which images could be shown and which journalists were allowed to report. The television watching public audience in the West was shown non-stop video footage of firework-like bombings and point-of-view shots of missiles heading to their targets. The effect was that of playing a computer game, clean, surgical, without consequences. Second, Baudrillard argued, the outcome of the war was never really in doubt. It was won in advance. The coalition was always going to win, and Saddam, for all his posturing, was in no position to fight back. This simulated war was stripped of its passions, its phantasms, its finery, its veils, its violence, its images. War stripped bare by its technicians even, and then reclothed by them with all the artifices of electronics, as though with a second skin. The hyper-reality of the Gulf War that Baudrillard described caught the imaginations of writers, artists, and filmmakers. It looked ever more prescient as the internet began to connect the world. Excitement and anxieties about real versus virtual experiences grew. A hyper-real war was played out in the 1997 political comedy film Wag the Dog, loosely based on a 1993 novel, in which an American president creates a fictional war abroad to distract from a sex scandal at home. Hyperreality was the basis of the 1999 action science fiction blockbuster The Matrix. The character Morpheus is quoting Baudrillard when he says, "Welcome to the desert of the real." In 2003, when US-led forces launched Operation Iraqi Freedom and invaded Iraq, the situation would be different. This war would be fought both in the desert of the real and in the real desert. A ground invasion was the focus. Resistance was put up by Iraqi forces, and territory was occupied by the coalition, though this war, too, was effectively won in advance.